Rashi comments that the Gemara is alluding to the Mishnah, the Kamon Daf Pei Zayin. However, Vahisha Pigiosam Ruah, that in Havikdaini is Mazik somebody, he's an Odom HaMazik, he's Chayiv to pay, but he has no assets because Kol Mashikana Evikana Rabbi. As a Din Daraisa, the Evikana doesn't have any possessions. And Esh Zish also, there's a Din Midrabbanan, Kol Mashikana Si Shikana Bail. So if the married woman is Mazik somebody else, Chayiva LaMazik, she's Chayiv to pay. She's a human being, she's a bardash, she's chayv to pay, but she has no assets. So the Mishnah says, Pigiyosim rahim shechav l'bachayim p'tum, because they have no money. But if nizgar shechlisho and nishtar chohevet, and then the woman will acquire assets, and the evid will be freed, so then you no longer apply kol mashka and evid kol rabbi, the evid will have money. He was nischayv when he made the chaval or the mazik, but the hezek, he was nischayv to pay. Just had no money to pay, so he'll pay 30 years later when he gets money. So Rashi says, when the Gemara says Ebed V'yom, but they're referring to that Mishnah later. Tosafot says, but that Mishnah is, the Loshon HaMishnah is Ebed V'isha, P'giyosam Ruah. Ebed V'yom is the Loshon HaMishnah in the Mishnah in Yadayim. So Tosafot disagrees with Rashi, the top Tosafot. Look at Pirish Rashi, she Pirish Ebed V'yom. Is Ebed V'yisha Pigiosam Ruah, but rather for Isha Ben Adam, that we're alluding to the Mishnah Sof Masechus Yadayim, Ebed V'yama Shehiziku, the Odin is not Mechuyiv to pay. So the Meiri comments on this Gemara, he adds one word, he said this is Midirabbanan, they're not Chayiv to pay. In our Torah, the Odin owns the Ebed Kishor V'chamor, so just like if Kishor makes a Hezek, so he's Mechuyiv to pay. Someone is Ebed K'nani or the Shivcha K'nani is make a Hezbek, is also mechuyif to pay. The Ebed Ivri, you don't own the Ebed Ivri Kishor V'chamor. Ebed Ivri, you have Gufa Kani, it's only Kani L'melachto. It's like a Deka L'Peris, you own the Loshon HaGemara in Kiddushin, it's also Meres Ebed Ivri Gufa Kani, so the Miri has an HaGemara, it's like Deka L'Peris, but you don't own completely. But Ebed Knaini, Gemara has a Loshon later, you own the Ebed Knaini Kishor V'chamor, you own a Mamish. So Minatar, the Ebed Knaini, or the Shivcha Knaini does a Hesig, the Yodon is obligated to pay, like as if his behemoth would make a hazard. And the Rabbana, they relieve them, Hefke Bezna Hefke, they relieve them. Shem Yakten Ten and Rabba Bielach Viad Lagedishin Shahare Vinim Tazam Chayavis Rabba Mea Marim Bechoyah. That's the Loshon HaGemara, 10 lines from the top of Dalet and Medavs. And the Meiri adds on this one word, it's Midirabban. Absolvation, we're never too happy with any of the Meiris, so he wasn't happy with this one either. He said, who said it's Midirabban? He thought that it's Minatar, that halacha, that the Odom, the Bailim is held responsible when his behemoth does a hezek, because the behemoth is a lot bardas. But if I own an Ebed Knaini Kishori v'chamori, but the Ebed Knaini and the Shivcha Knainis are bardas, so they're mechuyev to watch themselves. You can't hold me responsible to watch my Ebed Knaini. The Ebed Knaini is a bardas. He thought that this was a din Minatar. Even though the Loshon of the Gemara Shem Yakten Teder Rabbah Bielach Me'ad L'Kedisha Chaveh Nimtzah Mechayiv Esrab Me'ah Marah B'chol Yom, sounds like it's Takana de Rabbanan, sounds like it's the simple reading is like the Neiri. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, the Mishnah is telling me that it's not my responsibility, since the Abbot is a Bardas, he can do Lahachis, so the Yodin is not responsible. So that's the case also when you don't say O'mamayin Chosh Mirasan Alecha, whatever is my Mamin, I'm responsible. Sometimes you have, it's not my mom and I'm responsible. It's not my age and it's not my boar. I dug the boar in the middle of the street. And in the shoes of Shalot, my son, Hakas, and I'm in Shusai. And it's not my behemah, mom and behemah, chavera, kamis chavera. And I'm the Baal Hamazik, I'm chai mitam shen v'rabba. So here also it's the reverse. Here it is my mom, but it's not my responsibility to watch. The main word is Shmirasan Alech. Whenever it's my responsibility to watch, then you. I'm considered the Baal HaMazik. By Bor, I'm the Baal HaMazik because of Asiyas HaMazik, and sometimes I'm the Baal HaMazik because Oshmirosan Alecha. So that's what Tosis points out, that the Loshon Moincha is Labdavke. It's not, Moincha means it's Niske Moment. The Rambam has a section. Hilchas Chayv HaMazik has a section. Hilchas Niske Moment. Niske Moment means, as opposed to Odom HaMazik, his property made the damage. But it doesn't necessarily have to be his property owned according to the rules and regulation of Kinyonim in the end of Choshe Mishpat. It's Mamoncha, he's the Baal HaMazik because he does see a HaMazik or because Shmir Osan Alecha. Fine, okay. So that's Mamoncha Shmir Osan Alecha. So the Gemara is fishing around. What are the toldos But Papa made a statement, Yesh Mehem Ke'etz Mehem, Yesh Mehem Lav Ke'etz Mehem. So which are the ones that allow Lav, which, so the first thing Gemara says, can't be Karen, it's Mamash and Mamat Sinu. Can't be Shem Beregel, each one is Mamash and Mamat Sinu. So much similar to the Av, there's no reason why the Dinim should be different. That's the Mamat Sinu, the most often used Midah Shatar and the Deshes Mehem is Mamat Sinu. So the Gemara says, Tinfus Peris Lahan Osa. The Gemara has towards slightly below the center of Gimla and Aleph, told that Hashem Mahi, what have told us Hashem is Chacha because of Lahanos and the whole Koisel fall down. Tinfus of Paris Lahanos. So Rashi makes a point of explaining Tinfus of Paris Lahanos means the Behema was rolling, Shin is Galgalo Aleihim. But not that the Behema was made Tinofus. Rabbi Kevegi refers you to a Rashi later, Yutches and Beis Rashi spells it out more explicitly. If the behema made tinofes on top of the motzi tzoa or meraglim or something on top of the peris, and the behema ruined it, so that's tzoris, that's a hezek bigufo. So that's going to be, that's the told of the regal, that's going to be the punchline. That's the told of the regal, that's lavka yetzbem. The tzoris only pays chatzi nezek. So Rashi was careful. Rashi explains that tinofes of peris lanasa means bigufo, not the tinofes that comes out of the body. The Gemara says also, told that the regal keregal, told that the shen kishen, told that the karen, oh, karen shen regal, the told is the same thing. The Gemara says, let's move on to bor. Sure, bor, mava heaven. So what can it be by bor? What's the told of the bor? So could it be that the av is if you have a bor that's 10 tefachim deep? And that's what the pasuk says. It says in the Chumash, Ramesi alo. So the Chumash is talking about a case where the behemah died, and the Chachamim had a tradition. Only if it's 10 tefachim deep, then it's shach that behemah is going to get killed. It's only 9 tefachim deep, it can make nezikin, but it can't make miso. So if the behemah will be huzak by falling into a bor test, then the bala bor will have to pay. But if the behemah dies in a bor test, that's unreasonable, so the bala bor is not mechuyev to pay. So maybe since the pshut shel mikra talks about a situation where the behemah dies, when they see a lo, so that's the av. The av is, Rashi wrote the opening, Rashi said, Hanach Tichsid Mekroa Behedya considered obvious, and the toldas are those that are not explicit. So Bor Tehes is a told, and Bor Yud is an Av. So the Gemara says, no, they're both Lo Tes Ksiv, Lo Yud Ksiv, it's from the Mashmos of the Pesukim, and Taisa shows from the Yerushalmi the way they both fit into the Pesuk. Kiv Tachish Bor, Kich Rish Bor, one is a Bor Yud, one is a Bor Tehes, they're both in the Mashmos of the Pesuk, they're both an Av. They're both enough. The Gemara has later in the Sugya Bor, we have a din in the Chumash of Ma'ake. If a person has a porch that's 10 tefachim tall above the ground level, and if someone can fall up, they can get killed, because if it's Yud tefachim above the ground level, you need Yud tefachim to be able to get killed. So if it's Yud tefachim elevated above the ground level, then you have to put a Ma'ake. If it's only 9 tefachim above the ground level, so 9 tefachim only makes Nezikin. So the whole story of Makkah, the whole thing is far-fetched. But Meshuggah is going to walk so close to the edge that it's going to fall over. People are going to be careful. So the Torah says, nonetheless, since someone may lose their life, keep ala neufel memena. Someone may lose his life, so you have to be chayshesh, even for a miut. The Gemara has in the end of the first parak in Ksuvus, the hocha b'pikoch nefesh is achar harayv. Let's say pikoch nefesh is dechen shabbos. Let's say a person is sick and we really, it's very far-fetched to think that he's going to die very soon. He takes sick on Shabbos afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It doesn't really seem that you have to drive him to the hospital today. You have plenty of time. You have at least till after Havdalah. But if there's a slim chance that he may die by waiting till later, then you have to be Mechal Shabbos to take him now. Or the reverse, let's say he's half dead, he's more than half dead. It's a very slim chance that he's going to survive. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if the odds are 9-1 that he's going to die, even if you are going to be Mechal Shabbos? The din is you don't go Basaroy, but it comes to suffix Sakonis and Foshis, you don't go Basaroy. The Chacham made a din of Menekes Chavero, that if a woman is had a baby from a previous marriage, either the husband died or the husband divorced her, so she's not allowed to remarry after getting divorced or after the husband dying, not allowed to remarry until the baby is 2 years old. Why? Because she's nursing the baby. Most of the women did not nurse the babies till they're 2 years old. Even in that's what the Chasam Sofer claims. He claims that was very rare. So one Tana said 18 months is enough. If the baby's 18 months old, she's allowed to remarry. So we don't, then Shulchan Aruch says we don't accept that opinion. We pass on 24 months. Why 24 months? The whole thing is rare. And then what's going to happen already? We're afraid that now she's married to a different husband. She may become pregnant from the first husband. When the woman becomes pregnant, then the milk is not going to, she's not going to have enough milk to feed the baby. So if you're the husband, you're the father of the first baby, and she became pregnant from you with the second baby, so you're going to see to it that you buy substitutes. You go to the store and buy a formula for the baby. But if it's not your baby, it's not that it's not your baby, you're going to kill the baby, it's not your baby, so you won't, you may not be so interested, you may not look so carefully at the baby to see that he's not growing. And the wife may be afraid, she'll notice it, she may be afraid to tell the new husband that she needs to supplement the food of the baby by buying something in the store. So the Gemara says there's a far-fetched chance that they'll let the baby die. So the Chasam Sofer writes, the whole thing is so far-fetched, but it's a suffix, takanas nefashis, talahoch bipikoch nefashis, acharoev. If there's a slim chance of someone losing their life, then you have to go to chumra. So the woman, we don't permit the woman to remarry until the baby is 2 years old. Rav Moshe has a kula, he says that today it's enough if you wait 18 months. It's a questionable kula. I was just reading this new book that came out. They put together all the stories that Rabban Leib Steinman told about different gedolim over the years. So they put all the stories together. So I think they say he himself was born right before the Second World War. I think Rabban Leib Steinman was 6 years old when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik died. I think Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, they just celebrated the 100th Yahrzeit in Chodesh Av. He died in 1918 at the end of the First World War. So Rabban Leib Steinman was 6 years old then, and then in the middle of the First World War, his mother had another baby, and the baby died from starvation. The baby died from malnutrition. There wasn't enough food to feed the baby. It was the same father and mother, but they had no money, they had no food. So the baby died from starvation. So that was in the days of the Tanaim, the whole thing was so far-fetched that the baby's going to die because the mother's going to become pregnant a second time. Usually they don't become pregnant when they're nursing. Usually. So the whole story to begin with is so far-fetched. And still, the lahoch b'koch nefosh sacharai. So the Torah says, you have to put a makeh because someone may lose his life. But if the porch is only 9 tefachim tall and it's only l'nezikin, so the whole thing is all far-fetched, then you don't need a makeh. You only need a makeh if the porch is 10 tefachim tall, or let's say you have a window on the second floor, and the building up until the window, the makeh is supposed to be 10 tefachim tall. That's what the Ravid writes. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So let's say the wall up until the opening, here the windows don't open, I think, but if the windows would open, here the wall is less than 10 tefachim to the window. So then you're not allowed to have such a window. You would have to have some bars over there. You have to have a makeh, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Either a makeh on a porch, on a makeh where you have a window that opens up very low so someone can fall over. So that's what the Gemara has later. The difference between Bor Yud and Bor Tes is relevant for Hilchas Makeh. Yonim B'chuyim said the very last page in Chosh HaMishpat, the last siman of Chosh HaMishpat, I think, has all the dinim of makeh. So that's what's assumed there. You only need a makeh when it's a far-fetched possibility that someone may lose his life. If it's only the nezikin, the whole thing is far-fetched, then you don't have to be concerned. Where does the Mishnah Berurah have Hilchas Makeh? Mishnah Berurah, we don't have a Mishnah Berurah Chosh HaMishpat. In Hilchas Chalamoid, it says you're permitted to build a Makeh in Chalamoid, so the Mishnah Berurah, all the dinim of Chalamoid are in Maseches Moed Katan, mainly Moed Katan. So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Chalamoid quotes the Ritva HaMaseches Moed Katan about Hilchas Makeh. So he says, if you have a rooftop that's never used, the only people who use it are the roofers. They have to come, and there's a leak, so they come and fix it. But usually the roof is locked, and no one ever uses it. So then if it's never used, you don't need a makeh. You only need a makeh if it's a roof that is normally people use it. Then there's a far-fetched chashash. Someone can fall over and lose his life if it's 10 tefachim tall. So that's what the Gemara says. What the av is asor tefachim, lemisa, and the tolda is tisha tefachim. Lo yud ksivi v'lo tes ksivi, and really they both do say, so they're both obvious. The Gemara says it doesn't make sense. So what can it be a tolda of bor? It must be avnas akena masor shenichem b'shus harabim behiziku. So the Gemara, okay, avnas akena masor. So what kind of avnas akena masor is it? So the Gemara says on the last line, on gimel amen al-ide afkirinu, if he leaves the avnas akena masor and the b'shus harabim and he's mafkirid, so then bein l'rab bein l'shmul ha'in a bor. Everyone will agree it's a bor. And if it's deloy afkirinu, so then it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's bor or it's shor. Is it bor or is it shor? So that's what Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, we had the other day, quoted, someone must have shown him a tshuvas rimagash. I don't think he said and read the rimagash. Someone showed him a tshuvas rimagash that bein l'rab bein l'shmuel, they agreed that this is a hybrid. The Avnas Akena Masor Dolei Afkirinu is a hybrid between its Tzara Shavah Shavah. That's going to be the whole Vava Mid Aleph. The world is going to give one case after another, after another, after another, different cases commenting on the Mishnah. Sometimes you have Amam Matzino Choda Michoda. The Chumash says Karen, and the Gif and the Shechar Vitzah Beita Mamish told it a Karen. Choda Michoda. You learn out all these, each case you learn out from the Gif. Then sometimes you have Choda Mitarti. It's not really a mamatzina to learn out chodem yichodo because there's what the dingzach, but chodem itartis atzara shavashabahem. So that's what the Mishnah has, ends up atzara shavashabahem, shadarkan lahazik ishmeras halecha, and therefore. So that means there are told us that are directly told us of Karen, Shen, Regal, Bor, Eish, maybe Adam. Then there are told us that are a hybrid, that are learned that from a combination of chodem itarti. The Gemara has in the end of Chulin that there's a difference between a mamatzina chodem yichoda and mamatzina chodem itarti. Can you make a pircha koldehu? When you make a pircha, you say, no, this case is not sufficiently similar to the case that says in the Chumash because there's a major difference. So if there's a major difference, then it's a pircha, so it's not the same. So you can't be done at Sadashav. What if you have a slight difference? It's a chilik, but as some say, it's a chilik that's not machalik. It's a chilik that's irrelevant. That's called a pircha koldu. Happens that these gemaras are reddish, and this gemara, I don't know, is brown here, this is black. So what if this is black and this is brown? What's the difference? So that's a pircha koldu, a pircha that's insignificant. So the gemara says, if you're learning out choda mi-choda, then you only can have a pircha, you can only make a pircha if it's significant. Pircha koldu, you don't reject it. But if you learn out choda mi-tarte, even a pircha koldu rejects. The Gemara says the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bema are slightly different when you have Chodem Itarti. So that's the Tzara Shava. So that's what the Rimagash has in Shuvah, that the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel by Avnas Akinim Asoy Deloy Afkirinu, they both say it's a hybrid between Shor and Bor. They just argue which is it basically. So one holds that. So the Bali Ataisis don't agree with this. The Bali Ataisis hold it has the coolest of Shor and the coolest of Bor. It has all the coolest. So Boris Potter and Kalim and Karen is only going to be Karen is Chai B'Shus Aram. What's Karen? I already forgot what coolest will I have from Karen. I forgot what Tosis says. And the Rimagash disagrees. He says whenever you learn out, Rimagash holds like the other opinion that the Rosh quoted in the first column in the Masechta. Whenever you learn out something from Atzara Shoveh, you don't say it has all the coolness of both of the others that you're deriving from Chodem Itarti. You make up your mind, is it basically A or is it basically B? You needed A and B to establish that all these cases are chayiv. But once you establish that it's chayiv, you have to make up your mind, is it basically A or basically B? Since that's what the Rimagash says, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Avnas Akinim Asar Dolav Kirinu, is it Tzadashoved of Bor and Shor, Karen, and the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is which is it basically? So the Gemara says everything is told the same kayotze b'hem. We don't understand why it should be told the same lav kayotze b'hem.
Does the Gemara make a difference between afkirinu or not? That's the mom's biggest difference. That has nothing to do with responsibility.
That's the shaila. Maybe bor is potter on kelim is only if it's a bor afkirinu. If it's a bor that belongs to me, then maybe it's midin shor. But maybe on the other hand, but it's not holcho mazik, and maybe it has to be bor. So that's the machlokes. It's basically shor, basically bor. They both. That's what the Rimagash says, and that's what the Rav Bubala thought that it made better sense. It's really a hybrid of both together. You can't say that it's outright sure, because it's not halacha mazik. It just stands there. It's a mikshu. But it's different from the other mikshu, because here it does belong to me, so maybe it should not have the p'tur of kelim. Boris Potman kelim, maybe it should not have the p'tur of kelim. So that's machlekes Rav Shmuel. Is it basically sure? Is it basically gone? Yeah. So the Gemara says, which they had shor bar mava hever. So what's mava? We already said told the shor. Keren shemer regel told the same kaitzbem, and then bor told the same kaitzbem. What's mava? So that's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Well, the mava is a hodam and mava is a shein. So if mava is a hodam, so one of them told the same. So what are you going to say? Is that the chitema av near here about 10 lines from the top, 12 lines from the top of gimlam and base? The chitema, maybe you'll say that the av is when the man is awake and he makes a hesed, and the told is when he's sleeping. Maybe that's correct, but the Gemara says, but you can't say that that's going to be told the same lapka yetzer behem, because the Mishnah says odemud liyonam ben shogig ben er ben yoshin, whether he's awake or sleeping, even if he makes a hesed when he's sleeping, is also chayv. Yeah, what? So not so fast. What do you mean? A person sleepwalks. Person is asleep and he's walking and he breaks someone's property. So that's l'chore, that's onus. He's not chayev. What do you want him to do? He has to lock the door every time. When in his sleep, he can open up the door also. What do you want him to do? He should tie himself down. So Tosis points out on Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ushmirasan Alecho, that the person is b'chiv to pay if he makes a hezek, even if he made the hezek in his sleep. Why? And it's dark alahazik. So the Gemara's lashon was kaven the kayak for poshit. Since people in their sleep, they stretch out their arms, they stretch out their legs, they roll around. So therefore, urchehu, it is common that they can make a hezek. So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi on Dalet Amud Aleph. This is a famous Yerushalmi. Tosis made it famous. Yerushalmi yesh. It says in the Yerushalmi the following, colon, the Yoshin loy mechayv ala kishish givetzo etzel akelim. I go to sleep next to your bottles. You have empty bottles, glass bottles. I know quite well in my sleep I toss and I turn and I may smash all the bottles. I may knock over the bottles when I go to sleep. What happens? I went to sleep in my own house and there are no bottles. I go to sleep in a camp, there are no bottles. I take all the bottles away. And then in the middle of my sleep, somebody brings bottles. Avalim Yoshen, he went to sleep. Beviu kelim etzloi b'shibran patur. Why? Deheim garmu loy. Chenim hoya Yoshen, if he's sleeping, v'alach haber lishen etzlo, another guy goes to sleep in the bed next to him, and then because I toss and I turn, so I bang into him, and I clobber him, and I made a hezek on him, a chavola, so Tosis says, I'm not chayv to pay. V'zik says, harishen patur is patur. So the Yerushalmi says that Yoshen is not always chayv. The Mishnah says, "Odemud li'olam b'ner ben yoshem," whether he's asleep or awake. Where's that Mishnah? It says, "Chavov on the base." There really is such a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Chavov and Aleph. Yeah, "Odemud li'olam ben shogig ben mezid ben er ben yoshem," whether awake or asleep. So this ben er ben yoshem, even if he does the hezek when he's sleeping, it's not exactly the same as when he's awake. What's Taka? Why is he putter? If he went to sleep and then they brought the kelim afterwards. So that's a big machlekes. That's on Chav Zayin on the base. That's a famous Tosfos in Hameniach. Famous, but it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows this Tosfos. Every so often there's a famous Tosfos, and we don't paskin like it. This one also. Tosfos puts together here this Tosfos Chav Zayin on the base. Tosfos Dibur Maschal Shmuel Amar. So Tosfos says that even though Odom Amazik is Chayv Ben Meshegig Ben Memezid Ben Bionis Ben Birotzen, not exactly so. Odom Amazik Bionis is Potter. So how much of an Oinis do you need? So this is a major Machlokes HaRishonim. So Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The din is that Hashemachinam, who's watching someone else's property but he's not paid for it, Shemachinim is only obligated to make good the damage if he was Poshea. If the Shemachinim was not Poshea, he doesn't have to pay for the Hepsit. both. Is there any difference between Gneiv and Aveda? So the Tosfos quotes the Gemara, but there's a big difference. That Gneiv is Kroiva L'Oinus and Aveda is Kroiva L'Pshia. Aveda, the guy's a shtickle and nitwit. He's a shtickle irresponsible. Why did he lose it? He misplaced it. What kind of business is that? I would have said it's a Pshia. So Aveda is Korav L'Pshia, but still, the Shemachinim is only Chayv on outright Pshia. If a Gneiva or Aveda occurs, the Shemachinim is not Chayv. And the Shemachinim is Chayv on both on Gneiva and Aveda. Even though Gneiva is Kroiv Eloinus, what do you want him to do? A Ganav came and they stole it when he wasn't watching. A Ganav came. So even though a Gneiva is Kroiv Eloinus, nonetheless, the Shemachinim is Chayv. And even though the Aveda is Kroiv L'Pshia, nonetheless, we don't distinguish, and the Shemachinim is Potem. But in principle, there really should have been a difference. I really should have said that Gneiv is Kroiv Eloinus and Aveda is Kroiv L'Pshia. Is there ever a difference between Gneiv and Aveda? So Tosfos has theorists. What's the din? Adam Amazik Ba'onus. It's a Chayv Potem. So Tosfos comes up with a fantastic Chiddush. Tosfos always puts, that's the style of the Baal HaTosfos. They put all the Gemaras together and they have to figure out a Teretz. The Ramban and the Chacham Yisrael a lot of times say it's a machlokes hasugyos, and sure, you have to squeeze everything in together. So Tosfos' attitude always is all the Gemaras fit in together. So they have stiras galore whether Adam is chayav ba'oynus or not. So Tosfos says it depends what kind of an oynus. If it's an oynus ke'ein geneve, then he's potter, even though it's not an oynus gomer. Oynus ke'ein geneve is potter, and Adam Amazik is potter, even though it's not oynus gomer. And oynus ke'ein aveda, he's chayav. That's how Tosfos answered all the stiras. This is a fantastic original chiddush that the Baal HaTosfos came up. Unbelievable. We'll have to learn the Tosfos. We'll get there. Chav Zayin and Beis, they put together a fantastic pilpul. Absolutely not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody learns Bava Kamma. Everybody knows the Tosfos, the Imam Maschil, the Shmuel Omar. But we don't paskan like that. We also do not paskan like the Ramban. Ramban disagrees with this Tosfos. The Ramban is here, the Ramban is above and see a few places. There is a Gemara here on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Omar Rabba, about 7-8 lines from the top. The line begins with the word Rabba. Omar Rabba, Nafal Merosh Agag. Fellow from down, falls down from on top of the roof. The wind blew him off. That's the Hanoinus. No. A normal person doesn't fall off the roof. Huh? Yeah. So the Ramban says, we'll see. So the Gemara says, "Is chayev nezik tzar ripuy in sheves?" Baruch mitzuy v'hizik v'biyash chayev b'daladvam patro ala boishes. Boishes you're only chayev if either niskaven levayish or at least niskaven lachvol b'chaveiro. If he was neither niskaven levayish nor niskaven lachvol, so you're not chayev boishes. So if the fellow fell off of the roof, if it was a ruach mitzuya, which he should have considered before he went up on top of the roof, then there was a bit of a pshia involved. So then he's not only chayv and karen, he's chayv and not only chayv and nezik, he's chayv nezik tzar ripuy sheves, except for boshes. Boshes is only chayv. That's a gemara later in hachoy. We only chayv boshes if either niskaven levayish or niskaven lachvol b'chaver. What if he falls off on the roof by ruach she'ena mitzuya? If he falls off in Ruch She'ena Mitzuya, so then you only chayiv on Nezik, you're not chayiv on Tzai Ripuy Sheves. To be chayiv on Tzai Ripuy Sheves, you have to have a Korav L'Pshia. You have to have some degree of Pshia. If there's no Pshia at all, then you only chayiv on Nezik, but you're not chayiv on Tzai Ripuy Sheves at all. So the three different dinim. Nezik, Tzai Ripuy Sheves, and Boshes are the Chamisha Dvarim, but they're not all the same. Boshes, we know, is different. Boshes is really an onesh. That's what it would appear from the Mishnayos in Perek Achovel. There's a Tana Rabbi Akiva whose opinion has not been accepted. So the Tana Rabbi Akiva, Tana Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin says in the Mishnah, Sumas Potam in Aboshes. And the Gemara says, not only Potam in Aboshes, it sounds like it's Chayv Nezek Tzaripuy, Shebez, only Potam in Aboshes. That's what one can argue and say, Rabbi Yehuda means it's part of Malach HaMishadvar. One can reinterpret, but doesn't really say that in the Mishnah. Pashtus is, Rabbi Yehuda just says that a Summa, a blind person, is Pata Min HaBoshes, and is Pata from Malchus, and from Misa, and from Golus. What do they all have in common? These are all Onshim. There are three different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. So one version is, Rabbi Yehuda only Patas from Boshes and from all Onshim. He says you don't have to pay Boshes. Pashtus is only Boshes, and Malchus and Misa and Golus, because these are all Onshim. Asuma is a Labar Onshim, a blind person. Then the next version is that Rabbi Yehuda patents him from all Dinim Ominous. He doesn't have to pay anything. Even if he's Mazik B'Yadayim, he doesn't have to pay. Then the more famous version of Rabbi Yehuda, the third version is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Asuma is Pata Mikol HaMitzvos. That if the grandfather lost his eyesight, he can't say Kiddush to be mitzi all the members of the family, to be mitzi the grandchildren, because the Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvah. So that we really don't pass him like that. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvah. We don't even accept that he's part of from the Boshes and from the Malchus and from the Misa and from the Golus. But that the Pashtus in the Gemara is that Boshes is not an Onesh, it's not a Knas. Gemara seems to say that Boshes is Mammon. We'll get to the Gemara Dav Dalet. Doesn't seem that it's a Knas, but still, from the Mishnah and Achayvel, it sounds like it's considered an Onish. That's why he puts it together with Malchus and Misa and Golus. These are all Onshim. So the Gemara says there that in order to be Chayv and Boshes, you have to have either Niskav and Levayish, or at least Niskav and Lachvol Bechaber. If he didn't have Niskav and Lachvol, even if there's a Pshi involved, he goes on top of the roof and he knows that there's a big storm outside. He knows that the trees are being knocked down. He knows they warn on the radio. Don't go outside. You may get, a tree may fall on you. You can get killed. So he goes on the rooftop and he falls down from the roof and he injured somebody unintentionally. But since he had neither kavana levayish nor kavana lachvol, so he's not chayv in bushes. Is he chayv in the hamish dvarim? So tzari pesheves. If it's a Ruach Mitzuya, he knew he should have been careful, he should not have gone, then there's a bit of a Pshi involved, and then he's Chayv in the Abu Advar. But let's say it's a Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, so then he's only Chayv in Nezik, he's not Chayv in the other Abu Advar. And on that Gemara, Chab Zayinam and Aleph, there's an Amuki Yosef who talks Aloch HaLamaisa, what's the din? A person forgot to daven Mincha. So the Gemara says he makes tashlum and he should daven b'shmona esra ma'ariv a second time. After he finishes ma'ariv, he should say, step back 3 steps, then wait a little bit, then walk back 3 steps and say a second shmona esra as tashlum for the mincha that he forgot to daven. So this din that you have tashlum is only b'shoigeg or b'oynas, but if it's b'pshia, then there's no tashlum. So the Nebuki Yosef discusses the shayla. What if it's time for mincha? There's a minyan for mincha at 1:30 downstairs this time. So I got plenty of time. We're giving a shiur. We're going to have mincha later, after we finish the shiur. And then he missed it. Then he said, well, there's going to be another minyan at the end of the Seder. And he's relying on the later minyan until it's already 9 o'clock. And 9, he realized he forgot to have mincha. He kept on pushing it off. He was in the middle of a juicy tesis. Then he got about middle of a juicy Mishlam Melech, a juicy Reb Chaim or something. And then he forgot to daven. Is that considered pshia, or is that considered, if it's pshia, then there's no tashlomin, and if it's an oynes, then b'shegig b'oynes, then there is tashlomin. So this topic is not avchav zayin, because the Gemara discusses the three different, the hamishas dvarim nezik tzari pshavis boshes, not the same. Boshes v'ani chayvif niskavin levayish, or at least niskavin lachvol b'haveirai, and tzari pshavis v'ani chayvif, there's a bit of a pshia. And a nezik yechayv even if there's no pshia at all. So the Ramban's opinion is that nofam min agag beruach she'ena mitzuya. So you're not chayv in tzari pesheves and boishes, but yechayv in nezik. So the Ramban thinks yechayv in nezik even if it's ruach se'orah shel Eliyahu. Even if it's such a tornado that they didn't predict at all. Days of the Gemara, they have no radio. The radio doesn't tell you what's in store. So you didn't know that there's going to be a tornado. So the guy goes up to the rooftop, and there's a tornado, Ruch Sora Shel Elio, and it's Mamish Adam Amazik Ba'enes Gomor, and the Ramban holds that you're still Chayv. I bet there's a Pasuk, Chumash Enes Rachmana Patre, Lanaro Lasasa Dover. He said that's only a narrowless hasadav. Einus Rachmana Patra is only a putter from Malkus. He putter from Misa. He putter from Galus. Okay. If a person kills b'shegig, he has to go to the Oy Miklot. So the Rambam says there are three levels of shegig. The shegig karav la'einus and the shegig karav l'pshia, and the shegig. So the Rambam says if a shegig karav la'einus, he doesn't have to go to the Oy Miklot. It's all based on Gemaras. The Rambam put all the Gemaras together, and he gives you the klal. So the shegig karav la'einus, that he doesn't have to go to the Oy Miklot at all. If a shegi korev lipshia, it's not a pshia, shegi korev lipshia, then it doesn't even help if he goes to the Ari Miklah. The Goel Adam has a right to kill him even in the Ari Miklah. But a shegi, the middle of the road shegi, not korev loinus and not korev lipshia, so then the din says he has to go to the Ari Miklah, and he calls man is in the Ari Miklah. The Goel Adam has a right to kill him, and he leaves the Ari Miklah, then the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. So Nishke, we don't pass, and it's a mitzvah b'yad Goel Adam. One Tana holds it's a mitzvah, we pass and it's only a reshus. If the Goel Adam wants to kill him, he may kill him, but it's not, he doesn't have not mechuyev to go out of his way. Someone once asked me in Shaila, he says his father was murdered in Brazil. Apparently this is every month in Donnerstag, people get murdered in Brazil, Sefka, and he knows who the murderer is. Does he have a mitzvah to go kill, does he have a mitzvah with Goel Adam to go kill the guy who murdered his father, the Mazen? So I said, there's no law and order. You're going to go kill the guy going to kill you? I said, no, everything in Brazil is Efka. I didn't think it was so smart. If Efka, they may kill him. If everything is Efka, they can kill him also. I told him I wouldn't recommend it. So there are three shittas. What's the din? It says in the Mishnah, Chavav and Manalev, Adam Wood, Leonam, Beim B'Shegig, Beim B'Mezid, Beim B'Yonis, Beim B'Rotzein. What is that Bein B'Yonis, Bein B'Rotzen? The different girsas there. Bein B'Yonis, Bein B'Rotzen. Adam HaMazik B'Yonis is Yichai V'Anan. So Tosis comes up with this, Tosis Chav Zayin in base, comes up with this fantastic Shtikel Torah, Mamish HaShtikel Torah, Chilik between Yonis Karav L'Geneva and Yonis Karav L'Aveda. If it's an Yonis Karav L'Geneva, then he's Potter. Even if it's not an Yonis Gomer. But if done is Karav Laveda, then he is Chayv. Taisu Shita, as fantastic as it is, they answered so many kashas, not accepted Lavach. The Ramam's opinion is normal. The Ramam says, Adam, it says, well, Anarul Asasa Dover, whatever something happened by Inus is considered as if he didn't do it. So you're not Chayv Malkus, and you're not Chayv Misa, and you're not Chayv to pay by Mitam Bodam Amasik, Mitam Chayvul Bachaveira. If it's Inus Gama, you're not Chayv Shay. The pasuk on Anarul Asasa Dover. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban understood that Einus Rachmana Patri, the pasuk on Anarul Asasa Dover, is only a ptur from Onshei Haguf, that you're not mechuyev Misa or Malkus, but you are mechuyev to pay mitam Orem Amazik. It's a big problem. The Gemara seems to say not so. The simple reading of the Gemara is that Einus Rachmana Patri is not only a ptur from Onshim, it's considered as if you didn't do it. As if it happened by itself. The Maisa doesn't relate to you. Let's say a person, the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubas has a man gives his wife, a man is always traveling away for business purposes. So the wife says, I don't have a husband. He's never home. He's in Taiwan, or he's in South America, or he's in China, he's in Japan, he's in Korea. He's never home. So he goes out again on a business trip. So the wife says she wants a divorce. He's never home. So he gives his wife a get. He says, if I don't come back within 30 days, here's the get, and you should become a goreshes. And then it comes, he's coming back. And then an oinus occurs. There's an airline strike. And he calls his wife from Korea. He can't come. There's a strike. He can't come for the next two weeks. He can't come. So it's going to be the Kim Hatanai. He said, if I don't come back within 30 days, I raise a gita, gonna be kimatai. But it's not his fault. Everybody knows it's written up in the newspapers. No one's traveling anywhere. It's impossible for him to come back within the time span that he said. So the Gemara says that min ha-Torah, the kiyam ha-tanai b'ayinus doesn't count. Why? Because we'll anarul asasa dovet. That's not talking about an ayinus shaguf. We're not punishing him to say that the get is chal, the get is not chal, it's not an einish. Question is, did he fulfill the kiyum atanai? The tanai was, if I don't come back within 30 days, I raise a gitach. Is that called not coming back? His hands were tied, he can't do anything about it. There's an airline strike, no one's getting anywhere. Or there's no electricity or whatever, it's impossible to get there. So the Gemara still applies the pasuk for lanayr l'sasadav. The Gemara has in other places also. What appears from the Gemara, but lanayr l'sasadav is not just einus rachman patri, you putter from the onish of misa or malkas, you putter from pay. It's considered as if you didn't do it. The einus, a misa that's done, but it's considered as if you're doing. So that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Rambam. The Odom HaMazik, Oynes Gomor, is Potter. Oynes Gomor. We don't, this Tosis is not quoted. Chavzayin on the base, where Tosis splits hairs. And they say, Oynes Kengeneva, he would be Potter from. Oynes Kengeneva. Oynes Ken Aveda, he would be Chayvan. That's not quoted. They quote in Shulchan Aruch, the Shitas HaRambam, that Odom HaMazik, Oynes Gomor, is Potter and Fartik. And the Ramban is totally ignored. The Ramban holds even more so than Tosfos. He holds Nofim Menagab Beruch She'enim Metsuyas Chayiv Nezik is not Chayiv Tzar Ripi Shevis Boishes. There was no Pshi at all, but it's Chayiv Nezik. So he, the Ramban, writes Afilu Beruch Sorish El Elio. Even in such a case, he would be Chayiv. Adam Amazik Boinis Gomer is Chayiv. We don't accept that Ramban. He holds that the Ptur Vela Narulis Asadav is just a Ptur from Onchi Aguf. From Malkus and Misa, doesn't Pater from Tashlumen. Pashtus says that we don't accept it. We don't pass like the Ramban. We assume that the Pasuk of Anar of the Sasadav is more than Rahmana Patre. The Rahman, the Torah, considers it as if he didn't do it, as if the Misa happened by itself, as if he didn't do it. Anyway, so getting back over here, so what did the Gemara say? Yeah. So Taisus and Dalar and Aleph, the Mamaska came in the Kaifa Pashit, Taisus quotes to Yerushalmi that. And Tosfos and Chav Zayin on the base, and their whole Shtikl Torah, fantastic Shtikl Torah. So Tosfos quotes that Yerushalmi there to show Adam Amazik Ba'inus Gomer is Potter. He went to sleep. There were no bottles, and then after he went to sleep, someone else brought the bottles there. So the one who's sleeping and he smashed all the bottles, that Adam Amazik Ba'inus Gomer is Potter. So then Tosfos extended it, even if it's not Einus Gomer, even if it's Einus Kein Geneva, he's also Potter. So Einus Kein Aveda, then the Mishnah says, Bei Meshogig, Bei Meyonis. Bei Memezit, Bei Meyonis. But if it's Shogig, Karev Le, Shogig Kein Geneva, then he would be Potter. That's how Tosfos understood Yerushalmi. According to the Ramban, how do you understand Yerushalmi? Ramban, Odom HaMazik, Boinus Gomer is Chayv, Afilu Ruch Sorah Shel Elio. But what does the Yerushalmi say about someone else bringing the bottles later on? Ramban says, no, that's a different word. If the one who brought the bottles is the owner of the bottles, and the one who's sleeping smashed the bottles because of Pshias HaNizik, the Nizik put his bottles next to it. Atosis gave the case. This fellow's sleeping on the bed, and it's a gigantic bed, so I go to sleep right next to him. The guy's sleeping, in his sleep, he clobbers me on the head, and he causes me an injury. So there's Pshias HaNizik over here. So whenever there's Pshias HaNizik, then the Masik is not Chayef. Let's say I used to have a neighbor when I lived in 56 Bennett. I used to live on the sixth floor. So one of the neighbors had snakes in his apartment. It turned out he was a big ganef, and the police finally arrested him because he was stealing things from all the neighbors in the neighborhood, and they found all the stolen goods in his article in his apartment, together with the snakes and all the wild animals. So let's say I walk into his apartment without his authorization, and the snake bites me. He's not chayv to pay. The Gemara says, my behemoth walks into your backyard, and your behemoth makes a hezek. So who gave me... Whenever there's Pshias HaNizik, then the Mazik is not chayv to pay. So the Ramban interprets the Yerushalmi, if the one who owns the bottles is the one who put them there after I went to sleep, or the one who slept down, who went to sleep next to me, is Pshias HaNizik. Who told them to sleep next to me? So he brought the Hezek upon himself. Whenever there's Pshias HaNizik, then you're not chayv.
Didn't the Ramban would never agree if an outside party brought the bottles next to this person, knowing that the guy tosses in his sleep and he's going to be mazik. He can't ever be responsible.
Maybe he'll be responsible midina de garmi. That could be.
Okay.
It's either groma or garmi. That's the question. How do you determine whether something is groma ben azik and is potter and garmi is chay? That's a gemara later on daf kuf in machlekes Rav Meir doin din de garmi. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim hold that you're not chai by din of the Garmi. So what's the definition of Garmi? So some Rishonim say Grama Garmi is the same thing. And if you pass him like Rav Meir, the Gemara seems to say the din is like Rav Meir. So then Grama Medizikin is chayiv. And most of the Rishonim do not agree. Most of the Rishonim say that Grama Garmi are two different things. So Grama Medizikin is potter and Garmi is chayiv. Tosis' opinion is Garmi is only chayiv in the Rabbanan. It's not chayiv in Atur. So what is Garmi? The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. The Ramban has a whole country's din in the Garmi at the end of Baba Basra. So the Ramban disagrees with Tosis. Tosis holds din in the Garmi is only a penalty mid the Rabbanon. Ramban says no. So why does the Gemara call the Rameh doin din in the Garmi? It should say Rameh doin knosa de Garmi or Rameh konis knosa de Garmi. The fact that the Gemara's lashon is doin din in the Garmi, it sounds like Garmi is a real din d'oraisa. Where is that Tosis? That's the first daf in Meruba, and Samach Beis on the base, the bottom Tosis. That's one of the first Tosis in Meruba. The bottom Tosis says, "Afilu man don din in the Garmi lahavi yala mid the rabbanon, get appreciates b'sof perak hapar, but daf nun dalit omer alav." That's Tosis sheet in a few places in Shas. Garmi is only mid the rabbanon, with a lot of nafkaminus ledina. The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. According to the Ramban, that the difference between Garmi and Garmi is on the level of the rice. You have to give a very sharp definition. What's Garmi, what's Garmi? According to Tosis, you can say the Chachamim decided in certain cases to make Garmi ben Azik and Chayef. You don't have to have such a clear distinction. But according to Ramban, it's a difference on the level of the rice. The Gram is Potter Garmi, is Chayv in Antares, so you have to have a sharp definition. So that's a whole discussion. When is it Gram and when is it Garmi? So it could well be that if the third person brings the bottles next to me, he's not the Nizik. I'm not Potter from paying because of Pshias on Nizik. It wasn't the Nizik who brought it, the third party. So maybe the third party would or would not be Chayv based on what's the difference between Gram and Nizik and Potter and Garmi. And Garmi is Chayv. So we'll have to learn a little bit about that, but not up to that yet. Okay, so that's the Gemara's fishing around. Rav Papa made a statement on the top of base on the base. Yesh mem ka yetz mem, yesh mem delav ka yetz mem. Some of them told the same, are exactly the same as the others, and some of them are not. So it can't be Keren Shem v'regel, they're all to the same ka yetz behem. And it can't be Borin, it can't be Odom. They say, what are you going to say? Odom when he's awake, air. Odom amazik when he's awake is the av, and when he's sleeping, it's a toldo. So the Gemara says, but that's going to be told the same kayetzibim, because it says Adam would learn and ben here ben yoshin, even if he's sleeping. So even if you're going to say sleeping is a toldo, but you see told the same is kayetzibim, because he's chayv nezik shalom, even if he damages in his sleep. So what can it be? What are the toldos? It must be kicha v'niyo. What he spits, and the saliva makes a hezek on something. It's probably mafka the saliva or whatever comes out of his nose. So he's mafker it, so then it should be bor, then it should be yesh. What's going on? What? It should be told the same kayetzibim. So where do you have a case? What are you going to say? Eish told us of eish. Shor bor mave heaven. We already finished mave. Mave is either odom or shame. So if it's shame, so we already established shame, it's told the same kayetzibim. If you hold mave zeh odom, machalek is rabbi shmo. If you hold mave zeh odom, so whatever the av, whoever they told the kicha v'niyo, whatever it is going to be told the same k'yetzimem. It's going to be exactly the same din. So where do you have told the same k'yetzimem? So shifting on to eish. So then the eish is also told that the eish k'eish. So when do you say told the same av k'yetzimem? It must be on tzvuris. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. Must be on tzvuris. So why? So because you only pay chatzi nezik. Hilchos agmiri lo. So that's the question. How do you translate the expression Hilchos Agmiri Lo? So the Baliat Rashi, Tosis, and the Rosh often say the same. The Rosh was the end of the Tkufa of the Baliat Tosis. So they all say that this is halachal Moshe Misinai. Rashi writes, Kaiman Hilchas Agmirila halachal Moshe Misinai, the Mamaynehu velo knas. It's halachal Moshe Misinai, that it's chatzi nezik. So the Gemara says, so why do you call it Toldet Eregel? Why don't you call it a separate Av? It's if you only pay chatzi nezik, the Gemara says that you pay min ha'aliyah. You don't pay migufo. So because you pay min ha'aliyah, that's why we call it Toldet Eregel. But then the Gemara says, but not all the Amoraim agreed to that. So the Gemara says, the boy Rava Chatzi Nezik Tzuras Megufa Mishalim Min Aliyah Mishalim. Do you pay Megufa? Do you pay Min Aliyah? Gemara says, Rava the Rava boy let her apapa pshita le. Rava wasn't sure whether they pay Chatzi Nezik Tzuras Megufa Min Aliyah, and Rapapa said, told the same. It's a Tzuras is a told of Regel, and Regel pays Min Aliyah. So Tzuras is a told of Regel because you pay Min Aliyah. Gemara says, what could be? Let the photo b'shu sarami. He called it a told the reg because pata b'shu sarami. So the two opinions in the Gemara, whether tzuris, this for sure, that just like shemba regal and pata b'shu sarami, so tzuris is pata b'shu sarami. That they all agree. The machlokes amoraim is the chatzi nezik that you pay by tzuris. Is it the same as karen that you only pay migufo? Or do you say no? That it should be like shemba regal that you pay min ha'aliyah. Remember when I was a student in Rabbi Tendler's class in the first year of high school? So we learned Bava Kama till Daf Mem with almost all the Tosfos. I think it just skipped some Tosfos on Daf Yud or something. Shilya, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. He left out some of the Tosfos in Vaitumas Yoledes. But we did almost all the other Tosfos in. So in his Bechina, you had to put things together. So every question started, hey, tough, hey, chitimtza. Hey, tough, how do you find such a case? So he would ask, how do you find that you pay chatzi nezek min ha'aliyah? So the answer is supposed to be, tzuris, they pay chatzi nezek min ha'aliyah. Then another question was, where do you pay nezek shalom igufo? So that's on the next daf. That's on Hey Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva says, Tam shechavel be'odah mishalem nezik shalem, Tam pays chatzi nezik for three times, that's only shor da'azik shor. But shor da'azik odam, so you pay nezik shalem even the first time. But the Gemara says, Tav Rabbi Kiva l'gzizeh, that you pay migufo, you don't pay min aliyah. So that's a Gemara. Sometimes you pay nezik shalem migufo. Rabbi Kiva shita by Tam shechavel be'odah, and sometimes you pay chatzi nezik min ha'aliyah, that's by tzuris. Then yesterday, I don't remember if Rabbi Tendler asked this, but he should have asked this. Yesterday we were talking to Beis HaMedrash, and this new book that they put out, all the stories, there are Baron Leib Steinman, that's my comic book that I'm reading these days. So he quotes Rab Simcha Zelig was a dayan in Brisk. So Rab Simcha Zelig used to say over a riddle in the name of Rab Chaim, how do you have a case where a shor hamazik pays three quarters of the damage? How can it be? Either you pay chatzin nezik, you pay nezik shalom. How can it be pay three quarters of the nezik? So it's a gemara later, just an off in a gemara, that a shor who's a muad to be nogech with the right horn. So if he does a negicha with the right horn, the fourth time he's chayv nezik shalom. Does a negicha with the left horn, it's only chatzin nezik, because he's only muad to the right horn, not to the left horn. So let's say the shor is a muad to the right horn, ligach bekeren yamin, and that was nogech with both horns, the right horn and left horn. The Shnei Shutfim participated in the Hezek, the right horn and the left horn. So the right horn has to pay half and the left horn pays half. So the right horn pays half, but it pays Nezek Shalom because it's a Shor Muad, Ligach Bimin. The left horn only pays Chatzi Nezek because it's a Tam. So you pay half a Nezek and a quarter, so you pay three quarters. That's a Gemara later. Okay, that was Rab Chaim's riddle, that was a Gemara later. These are the kind of questions that Rabbi Tendler used to ask on his exam. Maybe I'll ask such questions also on our exam. Okay.
We have all Rebbe's
exams. Huh?
We have all Rebbe's exams.
Okay. And did I ever ask these?
I haven't checked.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Either.
Yeah. So this is Rashi Tosis in the Rosh. Understand that Hilchos Agmiri law means Halacha Moshe Misina. Then it's Ziv and his Hagdamah to his commentary on the Shiltas, which he calls the Kidmas HaEmek. comes to defend the Rambam. The Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah is printed at the end of Gemara Brachas. The Rambam writes that the Mishnah is the Torah Shabbal Peh, and he says there are basically five parts to the Torah Shabbal Peh. So he says you have part number one, you have Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai, that the tefillin have to be square, the tefillin have to be black, and a whole list of Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai. He says there aren't so many, I'm going to give you a full list. He gives you a list. So they printed on the bottom of the page that the Rambam left out two-thirds of the list. He only wrote one-third of the, if you go to Ushaz Demua. So the Netziv comes to defend the Rambam. He says, all of these cases that the Rambam quotes, the Gemara says, Ahalachal Moshim Sin. All the others, the Gemara says, Hilchus HaGemiri Law, and Rashi, Taisus, and the Rosh understand Hilchus HaGemiri Law means Halachal Moshim Sin. The Rambam never writes that. When the Rambam quotes the other Gemara, he's careful. He writes, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu. He says it was established by the rabbis over the generation. It means, Hilchas HaGemira Lom means the din. We have a tradition, that's the din. But it doesn't mean that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. It means it was established in the past generations gone. We forgot the derivation. So that's what the Netziv says. That basically over here, he says, this case by Tzruris, the Rambam never does not seem to learn like Rashi Tosis in the Rosh, that is Halacha Moshe Messinai. He seems to assume that it was established by Midrash HaTorah, the Rosh HaSpan, that's Chatzi Nezek, but it's not Halacha Moshe Messinai. The precise derivation was forgotten, but it's not Halacha Moshe Messinai. That's how he defends why the Rambam didn't left out so many, he deleted so many Halachas Moshe Messinai. He says the Rambam is always careful when he quotes those Gemaras that never say explicitly Halacha Moshe Messinai, Harapim Pi Hashmu Alamdu. It's some interesting. The Rambam says that there are five parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. The one section is Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai. Then he says we have Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe M'Sinai. We have certain phrases like Pri Eitz Hodor. What do you have to take on Sukkot is Pri Eitz Hodor. So our tradition has it, you got to take an Esrog. The simple translation doesn't really, the literal translation doesn't say an Esrog. But that's one of the Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe M'Sinai. Our Rav Soloveitchik used to give the Moshel, Ayin Tachasayin means moment. That is just an expression, but it's not to be taken literally. It means he has to pay moment. But many others like that. Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe M'Sinai. Then the Rambam has a third section of Torah Shebal Peh. He gives you five sections. Third section is all the halachas that are derived based on the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaTzpeh. You're reading in between the lines and you come up with new dinim. You have a klal prat, you have a kal v'chaymer, you have a mamatzino, a binyanav, all the other. All of the rushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's really the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh, are the halachas that are established based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaTzpeh. Then the Rambam includes as sections 4 and 5 of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gzeiros Derabbanan and the Takanos Derabbanan. It's interesting that he considers that part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Sounds like the Rambam considers all the dinim derabbanan as part of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Raisim. But that's the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah. So he lists off the five different sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh. There is a famous Rosh in the second Perek in Bava Kamma, and the Gemara raises the question, how are you supposed to understand this strange din of Tzuris? Is the halacha that koicha kegufa dami, and the halacha, so it really should have been bala shor shadi mechayev to pay nezek shalom because koicha kegufa dami. So the bala shor shadi been held responsible to pay everything, and the Torah gave him a break, and the Torah said it's enough if he pays chatzi nezek. Or should I say the reverse? Mikra din koicha lav kegufa dami. So the Baal HaShor really ought to be potter, mikol v'kol, shouldn't have to pay anything. And the chiddush of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, whatever it is, the chiddush of the din of tzuris is that you mechuyev to pay the chatzi nezik that you pay. So that's, the Gemara has that suffix. Where is that suffix? I forgot. So the Gemara has I think it's on Yud Zayin on the base, we gotta take a look. So the Rosh, so then the Gemara says, Basu Debayu Hoda Pashta. If the Rabbi raised the question, he was Poshet the Shaila, that the din is that Koichet Kegufa Dami, and Asi Hilchasa and Alocha Moshe Messina came Lahakil. So the Rosh points out over there in the beginning of the second Perek, this is a very strange Gemara. The Gemara has in different places in Shas, and Amar raised an Ibaya, he raises a question. He's not sure about a din, and then he say, "Basa the bayah the pashte." After he raised the question, he thought about it for a while, and it was pashut based on a pasuk, based on a mishnah, based on a svara. Here the Gemara says nothing. The Gemara just says, "Basa the bayah the pashta." After Rava raised the doubt whether kecher kegufoi and halacha and the din of tzuris is a chiddush lahakel, that he only pays chatzinese kecher lav kegufoi, and the chiddush of tzuris is lahachmer. So the Gemara just says Basa de Bayha, the Pashta Kacha Kigufai, and it's a halacha lahakil. The Chiddush is lahakil. So the Rosh asks, how did he know to be Pashay? That's the Rosh over here in the second Perek Siman Beis. So where he quotes Sukkah Davov on the base. So the Rosh asks, Basa de Bayha, the Pashta, what was he Pashay? How was he Pashay to Shaila? The Gemara doesn't say, Asvare. A pasuk, a mishnah, a din. How is he poshe? So he says the answer is because it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and halacha l'moshe m'sinai is always lahakel. How does he know that halacha l'moshe m'sinai is always lahakel? So he refers you to the Gemara in Sukkah d'avav on the base. But the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. How many defanas do you need for the sukkah? Do you need 2.5 or do you need 3.5? So we pass in shtayim kehilchosam, 2 at a right angle to each other. The third Tana holds you need, Rav Leizer holds you need Shalosh Kelchasim, you need 3 full walls, Ravis Afil Tefach. So the Gemara asks over there, according to the Chachamim of the Rav Leizer, Shtayim Kelchasim, Ashishnas Afil Tefach, they really have psukim to indicate that you need 3 defanas. And Allah Moshe Messinah comes to be Megareya. To be mekel, that it's enough, the third wall is enough if it's a tefach. How did the Gemara know that halacha Moshe Messina is lahaka? Maybe it's lahachmer. Maybe based on the psukim, you need 3 walls. Halacha Moshe Messina requires a fourth wall, afilu tefach. How do they know that it's legareya? So he says, you see from the gist of the sugya and sukkah, the above and the base, that halacha Moshe Messina is always lahakel. So that's why they assumed over here that Tzvurah says Hilchos Gemirah means Halachah Moshe Messinai, and we know the Halachah Moshe Messinai is always Lahakel. This is an interesting assumption. This is in Kabbalah Svarim, they write like that. The Torah Shebichsav is like etched in stone. It's given the Midas Hadin, and the Torah Shebalpeh is always Lahakel. Ayin Tachas Ayin sounds like you poke at the guy's eye. And the Torah Shabbat says that it means mammon. And Balashor has to say, the Gambala Bumas. The Pasha Pshat and the Pasik sounds like if a Shor Amud kills an Adam, the fourth time you put the owner to death. And the Torah Shabbat says it does mean that. It means that he pays kaifer. You don't put him to death. So we assume that the Torah Shabbat was given in Midas Adin, and the Torah Shabbat was given in Midas Arachmim to mitigate the Midas Adin. So the same over here. It must be that Kaicha Kegufa Dami Meikar Adin the Baal Ashor should have been held responsible to pay Nezik Sholem the Halacha Moshe Messina as Lahokel to be Megareya that you only pay Chatzin Nezik, not Fakert. The Meikar Adin Kaicha Lav Kegufa the Halacha Moshe Messina is Macharis that you Mukhif to pay Chatzin Nezik instead of 0. No, Halacha Moshe Messina is always coming Lahokel. Torah Bapeh is always coming Lahokel. In Kabbalah Swarm they have this idea in different sources. So that's the Rush understood. The Rush understood like Rashi and Tyson that Tzuris and Silchus Agamirilah means that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. But the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis writes, he's giving you the full list of all the Halachas Moshe Messina. He did not include Tzuris. And that is because he himself wrote, when he quotes the Din of Tzuris, he writes, Mipi Ashmo Lomdo. They had a tradition. All those cases where the Rambam didn't quote the Halachas Moshe Messina, he's always careful, that's when it's it points out. He's always careful to write in Piyashmu Alamdu. It was somehow established in earlier generations based on the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi's Bam. It wasn't Halacha Moshe Messina. Halacha Moshe Messina means a din that there's no way to derive it based on reading in between the lines in the Chumash. If you can derive it, then it's from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. But if it's only Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so then it means that there's no Mokar at all in Tanakh. We were discussing the other day the Prima Godem in his Hakdomet, his commentary on Orach Chaim. It's called the Psicha Kalelis Torah Chaim. It's really a general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. That's not much Torah Chaim. So he quotes a Mordechai in Megillah, if I'm not mistaken, Mordechai Megillah, who's bothered with Akasha. Mordechai is working on the assumption that a din that's only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai is on a lower level of severity, less chomer than a real din that's been furish in the Pasuk. So he's bothered with Akasha that the Torah has a requirement. Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsha means you should recite Kiddush on Shabbos. The verb Zachar doesn't mean to remember, it means to mention, to speak of Kedushas HaShabbos, to recite Kiddush. So the Pashto says you're obligated to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. But then the Gemara says you can be Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos when the sun is still shining on Friday afternoon, and you can recite Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes. Where is the Mokar in Chumash and Tanakh anywhere? Where is the Mokad that you have the ability to be Moisev Mechol Al HaKodesh? So one opinion is that it's established from Tosef HaShviyas. And Tosef HaShviyas, you can be Moisev before the Shemitah year enters. So the Gemara says Tosef HaShviyas is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's what the Gemara says, that Esen Etiyas, Arava LaMizbech, and Nisach HaMayim, these three are Halacha Moshe Mesinai. They were given all, the Gemara gives the whole reason why they were given in a package deal. Arava LaMizbech and Nisach HaMayim have to do with Sukkos, and Tosef HaShviyas has to do with the Shemitah year. So why was it put together? So the Gemara gives the whole explanation why. That this din, this Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you have to be Moisif, Mechoyla LaKodesh, you have to add on a month before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. You have to add on Yisra Avodas HaKarka, only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. When you had Nisach HaMayim and you had Arav HaMizbeach, then you have to have Tosef HaShviyas. As an Etiyas is a rule and an exception to the rule, that there is a din of Tosef HaShviyas to be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh before the Shemitah year begins, and an exception to the rule, if there's a big hefsin involved by As an Etiyas, you're allowed to violate the din of Tosef HaShviyas. So the so this opinion, this Balat Tosef, so in the Mordechai, it's not from the famous Bali Atosis. I forgot the name, but it's not Rabbeinu Tam HaDeri. Some other Bali Atosis. Who? Rabbeinu who?
Tuvia
in Vienna. Rabbeinu Tuvia in Vienna. So he asks Akashim, how can you be Yotze Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes if Tosefes is only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai, but the obligation to recite Kiddush is in Pshuto Shel Mikra? So Tosefes is a lower level than Shabbos proper. So how are you yotze in the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos if you only recite this Kiddush during this month of Tosefes? Like Mishenim B'chui B'dovre and Emotia Sarabi Dechai Vosim. Let's say the father is away for Shabbos. So who says Kiddush? So they're going to ask the little son to say Kiddush. He's not bar mitzvah. He can't be Motzi the mother. Mother's B'chui B'n Kiddush Ben HaTorah. Son is before bar mitzvah. Is only B'chui B'n Kiddush Ben HaRabbanim. So the child is not M'chui B'dovre on the level of the rice. He cannot be Motzi the mother, who is Mechoyim Ben HaTorah to have Kiddush. So here also, Rabbeinu Tuvia is bothered with Akasha, how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by reciting Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefes? Tosefes is a lower level. It's only a level of Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is derived from Tosefes Shemitah, Tosefes Shviyas. How can a mitzvah that you fulfill during this Zman of Tosefes, how can that pater you? How can that relieve you from the mitzvah that you're obligated to observe during Shabbos proper? That's lefi pshuto shel mikra. That's a stronger chiyuv. An interesting kasha, but he's working on the assumption that whenever you have a din that's only known through Torah Shebal Peh, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai has a lower level of obligation, not on the same level as a Torah Shebichsav. Whatever's Torah Shebichsav, that's more obligatory. Whatever's only Halacha Moshe Mesinai is a lower level. So that's an interesting assumption. The Prima Godim talks about that. In his Psicha Kalelis, it quotes this Mordechai. The Mordechai is a Megillah, I think. Mordechai quotes the Rabbeinu Tuvia, who asked this kasha. It's based on an interesting assumption, that halachas l'moshe Mesinai are a lower level of chiyuv than something that's explicit in Torah Shebichsav. Anyway, so what does the Gemara say? So what's Keren Shem V'Regel told the same Kiyetz Behem, and Bor and Eish told the same Kiyetz Behem, Odom and Atshur If there are toldos kicha v'niyah, but it's told the same k'yetzvam, everything is the same. Where do you have a papa's din that sometimes told the same like k'yetzvam? It goes on tzvuris. Goes on tzvuris. That instead of paying nesek shon, we pay chatzi nesek. So according to the Rashi and Tosfos, halacha Moshe Mesinai, according to the Rambam, it's mipi ashmolam, though it's not really halacha Moshe Mesinai. And we pass on halacha both, that you pay minhu aliyah, chatzi nesek minhu aliyah, and lefoter b'shus harabbi. And Rabbi wasn't so sure that you pay minhu aliyah. He raised the possibility, maybe every chatzi nesek is always migufam, but even Rabbi agrees that lefoter b'shus harabbi, that then is correct. Okay, Shai. So we got up to Gimel and Beis. Got up to Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says again, repeating again, my mave, a mave v'heva. What is mave? The Gemara had a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel, we spoke about it. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but the mave zehodam, the mave zehashem. What's the mocha to the mave ha'odam? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, Oma Shomer. Rashi explains, both Rashi on the pasuk in Yeshaya, as well as Rashi on the Gemara. The Shomer is the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's looking after the Jewish people. Oma Shomer, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Osa Boike V'gam Loila. Daytime is coming for the Tzaddikim. There's going to be reward for the Tzaddikim. The Gemara has in another Masechta, the Gemara has in the Dorim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Motzi Chama Min Atika, and it's tzaddikim lo silava, and the tzaddikim will be healed. Whatever medical problems they have will all be straightened out. The gam loyla, and it's going to be cheshkas loyla, punishment for the rishoyim. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to bring yom and loyla. It's going to be, the gemara is going to be motzi chama min atika. It's going to heal the tzaddikim. It's going to cause the rishoyim to get sick from the sun. Causing some people to get cured, and causing some people to get sick. In tivoyun boyu, what does that mean? So Rashi says, what does it mean yom and laila? In toshuva b'tshuva, Rashi writes, tivakshem mechila boyu, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should hasten the coming of Mashiach. The people, the Bnei Yisrael, are crying out to the Baruch Shalom. The tzaris of the galus are so many, were suffering so much. So the Baruch Shalom said, yes, at the end of time, the tzaddikim will be rewarded, the rishayim will be punished, and you should pray for the coming of Mashiach. Chim tivoyon, okay, say, tizkabot tzaloson uva usam. But usam means prayers. So the Baruch Shalom encourages us, we should pray for the coming of Mashiach. The Rambam wrote that the Geres Teiman, the people in Teiman had a problem that there was a crackpot who cracked himself up to be the Melech HaMashiach. There are a lot of people in our generation who claim that they're Melech HaMashiach. So they're crazy. We see who they are. They're crazy people. So the people wanted the Rambam to psychoanalyze this Meshuggah a long distance to say whether he's normal or crazy. So the Rambam says the man is a Meshuggah. No doubt about it. And he says he can't be Melech HaMashiach because Mashiach has to appear in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes Pesukim for Novi. He's going to appear in the Eretz HaTzvi. And maybe this Mashiach will appear again in Eretz Yisrael the second time, the one in Teiman. No, he's going to be an unknown figure. The Pasuk says, U'mitachtov tzemach shmo, u'mitachtov yitzmach. He will vax von unter der Erd, as the expression in Yiddish goes. It means that he'll be an unknown figure till he reveals himself in Eretz Yisrael. So this Meshuggah already revealed himself to the public in Teiman, so obviously he's not the Melech HaMashiach, and he can't be the Melech HaMashiach because he was encouraging all the people to give away all of their money to charity. So that's against the din. You're not allowed to give all of your money away to tzedakah. So the Rambam there talks a lot about Mashiach. He has a lot, there's a lot of it corresponds to what he writes in the end of Hilchos Malachim about Mashiach. Then he doesn't have any contradictions, but he has a little bit more in the Geres Teiman, he has a little bit more in the Hilchos Malachim. There's a lot of overlap, and there's a lot. They have to put the both together to see the whole picture of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. So the Rambam says, we all have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What can you do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? So one opinion in the Gemara in Yevamos, the end of Perek HaBo Yevimta, is that the mitzvah of Pirivirivya is exactly that, to hasten the coming of Mashiach. But we have a tradition, Ein ben David bo, the Melech HaMashiach will only come at Shiyuch l'kol neshama she'baguf, when all the Jewish souls will be born into the world. So we have an obligation to give birth to children. One opinion of the Gemara is that one is in fulfillment of Pirei V'Rivi, even if he had children and they died before they got married, before they had their own children. We paskin not so. We paskin that if one had children and they died before they had their own children, then he wasn't yotzei Pirei V'Rivi. But there was one opinion, even if they died and they accomplished nothing in their lifetime, they had, and they were not replaced by others. So what did you accomplish? What mitzvah did you accomplish by having children if they died as infants? So the Gemara says that opinion holds that the mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivi means a mitzvah to hasten the coming of Mashiach. And there's a chamber in heaven that's called Guf, Gimel Vav Pei, and all the Jewish souls come from that chamber. And every time another soul is born into, and another baby is born into the world, so you have one step closer to the coming of Mashiach. When all the souls will be born into the world, then Mashiach will come. So then the Arizal asks, not Gemara, say, so after Mashiach comes, there won't be any more Jewish souls, so you can't have any more Jewish babies? So what do you mean? They used up all the souls? So he says that no, then there's going to be, we're going to recycle, we're going to use old souls, there's going to be Gilgul Neshamas, we're going to recycle old souls that were born. So the first generation after Mashiach comes are going to be, we're going to recycle the Dor HaMidbar. And the Arizal continues to explain, in the Dor HaMidbar, the women were on a higher level than the men. Because the Gemara says, B'schus Nashim Tzidkan Yis Nigal Avisenim in Mitzrayim. And the Mepharshim say on Chumash that the Berat Tzlovchad wanted very much to go to Eretz Yisrael. And it was the men who listened to the Meraglim. And the Mepharshim say, the Kaliyokar, I think, writes as if Moshe Rabbeinu would have sent women, Meraglos, they would never have given such a negative report. It's only because he sent men. And the Chet HaEgel was the men. The women didn't want to join in the Chet HaEgel. The men were said, whatever is a tax deduction, they make out a check. It's tax deductible, make out a check. So then Medrash has an expression, the Tvoim LaEgel Minosnim, the Tvoim LaMishkan Minosnim. Yes, come for a donation, we want to build a Mishkan, make out a check. Want to build an Egel, make out a check. As long as it's tax deductible, they make out a check. And the women didn't want to participate in the Chet HaEgel. They didn't want to give their jewelry. The men were giving everything, the women didn't want. So that's what the Arizal says, that the door that Mashiach will come, the women will be on a higher madrega than the men because all the souls are going to be recycled because they're going to be all the souls were already born into Jewish bodies. That's when Mashiach is going to come. So the Rambam writes, we don't paskin like that. We paskin if one had children and they died before they themselves got married and had children, he's not yotzei Pirei V'Rivi. But nonetheless, we do assume la halacha, one is obligated to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So what can you do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? If it's not in your control, you don't control the situation. So what we can do is we can daven, the Rambam says. He quotes this Gemara, im tevayim bayim. We should pray. That's what we say every Danish Manasseh. Tzemach tov v'avdecha meheres ha-tzmiach. We end up on tzmiach keren Yeshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu should hasten the coming of Mashiach. We have the same in the Gemara, that if you mevaka chayla, the obligation of bika chayla, Gemara holds sugi in the dorm. The obligation of bika chayla is to heal the patient who is sick. How do you heal him? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva had thousands and thousands of Talmidim, and he noticed one day that one Talmid was absent the last couple of days. So he asked the student, how come the student didn't come? How he didn't come? He said he's not feeling well, he's sick in the dormitory. So he went to the dormitory room, so he washed the sheet, and he opened up the window, and he cleaned the floor, and he changed the bed, and the pajamas and everything, and he gave him medication, so he got better. So that's the chiyuv of Bika Cholim, is really to help the patient get better. Today, if the fellow's in the hospital, so the doctors and the nurses are taking care of everything. So they're changing the sheets, and they're giving him all the medication, all the pills. So it's only what's left for up is just to visit the patient to cheer him up, because if he'll be in a happy mood, he'll probably get better faster than if he'll be in a miserable mood. So we should cheer him up, and we should offer a prayer, because the Rabbanu Shalom is the Rofei Kol Basar Mafli Lasos. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes, the Ramban on the Dorim, that if one visits the patient and he visits the Chayla, and he doesn't offer a prayer, he's not yet to the mitzvah Bika Chayla, because he didn't do the maximum that's in his power to help the patient get better. The Rebbe Shalom is in charge, so you should have offered a tefillah. The Ramban has it, because the Gemara says when a person is sick, so from the 12 hours of the daytime, you go to Bivraka Chayla, you shouldn't go the first 3 hours of the day, you shouldn't go the last 3 hours. Well, so you shouldn't go the first 3 hours of the day because you had a good night's sleep, and he's going to look healthy, and you won't offer, you may not offer a prayer that you should get better. He doesn't seem to be sick. The Gemara says you shouldn't go Bivraka Chayla the last 3 hours of the day, because it looked like he's half dead, he's exhausted, and again you won't offer a prayer. He looks like he's half dead, the prayers are not going to help. The Gemara says you should only go the middle 6 hours of the day. So what's so bad if you won't offer a prayer? So Ramban says from the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Bikur Cholim, the end of Yerideya. It seems from the Gemara that if one is Mevakeh Cholim and he doesn't offer a prayer, he didn't do the maximum that's in his power to help the person get better. So the same over here by Bias HaMashiach, in Tevayu and Bayu, we should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should hasten the coming of Mashiach. So Odom is called Mave, interesting. A human being is called the Davener. That's the definition of a human being, the Davener. Human beings are supposed to daven. The power of speech, yeah. Medaber, medaber means one who can speak. But maven means not only one who can speak, one who davens. Definition of a human being, one who davens. Wow, interesting. So that's what Rab says, mavezeh ha'odam, and based on the pasuk, im tevayu bayu. And Shmuel disagrees, he holds that no, mavezeh ha'shen, nivu matzpunov, yeah. My mashma, how do you see from that pasuk anything? Who says nivu matzpunov goes on shen, on the teeth? Can him targum Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef is a baki on the targum of Nevi'im. Targum of Nevi'im was by Yonis, and this is a targum chumash that we have is by Unkel. It's targum of Nevi'im by Yosef ben Azir. Targum on Ksuvim is by somebody else. It's not by Yonis ben Azir. The Gemara says he would have wanted to write a targum on the Ksuvim, and in Hashemayim they told him he shouldn't, because in Ksuvim they had the secrets of when Mashiach is coming. So the Baruch Shalom didn't want people to know Gilu Hakeitz, when Moshiach is going to come. So we only have the Targum on Nevi'im. So Rav Yosef was an expert in the Targum of Nevi'im, and he writes on the Pasuk, Echdin is Balash Esav, how did Esav become discovered that he's a faker? His Galyon Matmarohi, his hidden things became exposed. His teeth became exposed. They saw that when it says Vayishakehu, that when Esav kissed Yaakov after being separated for how many years, 22 years or something, and Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, so that's why Yishakehu, he kissed him, so really his mouth was open in such a way it looked like he was prepared to bite him, but then Men HaShemayim they forced him to kiss him. So when they saw the way his teeth were arranged, Ech Nech B'su Esav, how was Esav discovered? Nivu Matzpunim, his teeth became exposed, and we saw the way his teeth were position that he was prepared to bite the ankle of him. Shain. Interesting. What was the significance of Rav Yosef being a book in Targum? So here is a famous thesis. Daka Rav Yosef lefishayi book in the Targum. Sheish kamin yoni Targum. Sheish kamin yoni Targum. Located Pirish B'Yalma. There are some who interpret that the reason why Rav Yosef was a book in Targum, Rav Yosef was blind. Saginor is a Loshin Saginor. Saginor means he had a lot of light, and he had no light at all. Not that he had a lot of light. It's the opposite. So it's a euphemism, it means. So some say Rav Yosef was a Saginor, he was blind, and Dvarim Shebichsav Yat Rashi Liyamim Balpeh. And Tanakh is Dvarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. So instead of quoting the Psukim Balpeh, which you're not allowed to do, the Kachayam Targum. That's why he said the Targum all the time, in order not to violate the din. The Gemara Gittin has a din. They learn from the Pasuk in Parshas Kesisa that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksov lucha es hadvarim ha'ele, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati et chabris v'es Yisrael. So the simple reading of the Pasuk is, write down the Torah Shebichsav, because based on the Torah Shebichsav, I will make a covenant with the Jewish people. We'll be chosen as the Am HaNivchar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So the Gemara says, but that's not what it means. Ksov l'chos ha'advarim ha'ele is a diuk. You can only write down ha'advarim ha'ele, Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebalpeh. And ki al pi ha'advarim ha'ele, al pi means Torah Shebalpeh. Alpi hadvarim ha'ele kerati et chibis l'kodesh ha'kodesh baruch hu bisim Yisrael ela al Torah shebal peh. The Iker Kriis's bris with the Jewish people is on the Torah shebal peh. The Torah shebichzav we saw in Parashas Kisavai. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yoshua ben Nun when they cross over the Yarden, he should take 12 habanim from the Yarden and make a mizbech and harevol v'sadat ha'osim asid. They should write kol ha'Torah kula bar heitev. They should translate it so the Torah shebichzav is open to the public. The Masorim can sit and read the Torah Shebichzav. The only thing that's unique to the Jewish people is the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's where the Gemara understands. Al pi hadvarim ha'ele kerati et chibis v'es Yisrael. The uniqueness of the Jewish people is in that we were given the Torah Shebal Peh. And the phrase al pi, we would normally translate k'sav l'chas hadvarim ha'ele, write down the chamish ucham shetara, because based on the chamish ucham k'al pi hadvarim ha'ele, based on the Torah Shebichzav, the chamish ucham shetara, I'm making a Kriis's bris, a covenant with the Jewish people. So Gemara says it doesn't mean that. Ki, over here, doesn't mean because. Rashi HaChumash quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Ki Mishamish B'dalad L'shoinis. The word ki, in Tanakh, in different places, can have four different meanings, and some of the four meanings have four different meanings. Has different meanings. So the word ki, a lot of times, means because. X, Y, Z, because A, B, C, because ki. And sometimes key means despite the fact, the opposite of because. Sometimes it means despite the fact. As Moshe Rabbeinu say, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should only be Mashu Shechinos al Yisrael, ki am kesheyaref hu. Because the Jewish people am kesheyaref, therefore he should be Mashu Shechinos, it means despite the fact. Ki am kesheyaref, despite the fact that we are am kesheyaref. Or the Meiri writes on the Pasuk, Tuv Tamid Aslam Benikim in Tzisecha, Monty, that's a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, I believe in the mitzvahs, I observe, I keep all the mitzvahs, but tuv tamid aslam deini, teach me the reasons for all these mitzvahs, despite the fact keeping mitzvah monty, despite the fact that I'm going to keep the mitzvahs anyway, whether I understand it or not, but I ask you, please explain the mitzvahs to me. Tuv tamid aslam deini, keep the mitzvah, despite the fact that I observe it. So that's how they're quite a few psukim in Chumash, which Ben Ezra points out that the word ki sometimes means despite the fact, not because of, but the opposite. So this pasuk also, Chazal understood, k'sav l'chas hadvarim ha'ele, I want you to write down the Torah Shebichzav despite the fact ki, despite the fact that Torah Shebichzav is open to the public, and the Mosolim have a right to read it also, and the Iker Kriis of this with the Jewish people is really only on the Torah Shebal Peh, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele, al pi means Torah Shebal Peh. Despite the fact that the Iker Kriis's bris is really only on the Torah Shebal Peh, but still, I want you to know the Torah Shebichzav. There are those who only study Gemara, they don't know any Chumash or Tanakh at all. So that's not right. Even though the Kriis's bris is really on the Torah Shebal Peh, on the Gemara, but you don't understand the Gemara if you don't know Tanakh. So that's a prerequisite. You have to know a little Tanakh before you start studying Gemara. So that's where the Gemara has a drasha on that pasuk. So l'chas hadvarim ha'ela. Hadvarim ha'ela is a miut. I only authorize you to write down the chamish ucham sheterim, not to write down the mishnayos, not to write down the Torah Shebal Peh. And then it says ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela. Hadvarim ha'ela is also a miut. I want it to be a Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh should be bal peh, but not the Torah Shebichzav. So the Gemara establishes the two principles: hadvarim shebal peh. That's what the Gemara has in Gittin, in the middle of Gittin. Tesis calls Gittin Dav Samach. Yeah, Gittin Dav Samach. Tesis calls Samach and Aleph. So then, in the later generations, the Gemara says, "Islas Hashem, Afera Torah Secha." That's the last line in the Tesis. Can you be talking Rabbi Yosef? I'm giving him a base. Islas Hashem, Afera Torah Secha. That's the Gemara in Temura. That they allowed the writing down of the Mishnayos, even though Mishnayos is Torah Shebal Peh, they allowed the writing down of Mishnayos because they slas l'Hashem efer Torah Secha. They figured they better write it down, or it's all is going to be lost. So that's we discussed last year. We learned brachas and Rashi on the first daf and the last parak and bracha. Last parak is parak Aroya. So there's one long Mishnah there in the Mishnayos. It's a few Mishnayos, but in the Gemara, the whole parak is one long Mishnah. And the Mishnah has a few heterim that the Tanoim instituted based on Eslas L'Hashem Eferet HaRasecha. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, when you have a big Shas HaTrak, when it's an Esel Asla Hashem, we allow people to do Dovah Hanira Issa, something that appears to be an Avera. Not that we allow you to cut corners to violate an Avera. Hefera Terasech means Dovah Hanira Issa, something that appears to be an Issa, but strictly speaking, it's not an Issa. That's what Rashi writes on that Mishnah. So the Gemara says they permitted. Where do you have an application of Eslas Lashem Hefer Terasecho? The writing down of the Mishnayos was based on Eslas Lashem. Why isn't it an outright violation? Isn't that exactly what the din is? Adram Shabbat Yatra Shaliyam Biksav. Isn't that what it means? So the Rishonim give different suggestions. Why isn't there a violation? What was the heter to write down the Mishnayos? What was the heter to write down Gemara, to write down all the Svar? So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on this. He has tshuvas on almost everything. So he has a tshuva about this, and he quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz, and the Sefer Yireim has a very interesting suggestion, and Chacham Avadya likes it. It sounds good. He says, there's a mitzvah b'shleim Musa, and there's a mitzvah shalom b'shleim Musa. The mitzvah b'shleim Musa is that you should learn Torah shebichsav mitor chaksav, you should learn Torah shebalpeh balpeh. Just like in Har Sinai, the Torah Shebichsav was intended to be written, Dank Sovelchos Adorim Ha'elim, was intended, it should be learned in Torah Chaksav, it shouldn't be learned Balpeh. And the Torah Shebalpeh was originally intended to be Balpeh. So the Doris, we should preserve it like that. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Bishlei Musa. If you will write down the Torah Shebalpeh and you learn from the Gemara, like we're doing for already many, many centuries, I'm not a century old yet, but the Jewish people has been learning from printed Mishnayos, printed Gemaras for quite a few centuries. And people are talking, we say, over Kriya Shema, we say over a lot of things from Tanakh, Baal Peh. So it's not that you're doing an Avera. Dram Sheva said, I yata rashoi, you're not allowed to, you did an Avera. What Avera is it? It's not an Avera, it's just that you're not yotzei the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. The mitzvah b'shlei Musa of Talmud Torah is that the Torah Shebichsav should be learned mitor chaksav, Torah Shabbat Peh should be learned Baal Peh. But if you have a Eslas Hashem, if you have a big Shas HaTrak, then it's better to fulfill a mitzvah Shalom Bishlei Musa if the alternative is not to fulfill a mitzvah at all. But that's what Tosis says. When they saw that the whole Klal Yisrael needs to write down the Mishnayos, and then they allowed it, Eslas Hashem Efer Teresech. If you have a person who's blind, so for him it's a Shas HaTrak. So what's his alternative? His alternative is not going to sit and learn at all. He's just going to say Dvarim Shebalpeh. He's not going to never going to quote a pasuk from Tanakh. That's unreasonable. So Rabbi Yosef was a sagi nori. He was blind. So for him, Tosfos says, "Ein lo eslas es gadol mizeh." For the person who's blind, you have no choice. So it's better he should fulfill a mitzvah of Torah Shebalpeh shelo bishlei Musa by saying pasukim balpeh than rather to tell him not to learn at all. So that's how Tosfos seems to learn. That there's room to be mekel if you have a big Shas HaTrak with mekel. Not that we're mekel on an Avera, there is no Issa. There never was an Issa. Yata Rashan means you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So it's better to be Yetzer Shalom Bishlei Musa if the alternative is that you won't be Yetzer, the chunks of Torah will be forgotten completely. Yeah, the question is when there's no Eslas Lashem, so how far does this din go? What do you mean? You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema Baal Peh. Every time they said Kriya Shema, they would learn from a Sefer Torah. Even if you read from a Siddur, that's called Baal Peh. To read Mitor Chaksav means to read from a Sefer Torah that has a whole Sefer Shalom. If you have only a Sefer Dvarim, and you read Shema, Baal Yom Shema from Dvarim, that's Mitor Chaksav. But if you have only, or you have a Chumash Bamidbar, and you learn Parshas Tzitzis, Parshas Vayomer, that's Kriya Mitor Chaksav. You have a Sefer Shalom for the purpose of Kriya Satorah. So the Gemara says in the Maseches Gittin there on Daf Samach, also the same Daf, that it's not enough to learn Mitor Chaksav. Let's say this coming Shabbat is going to be Nitzofim, we'll have a Sefer Torah that only has Chumash Dvarim. If you only have Parshas Nitzofim, that's called Baal Peh. If you have a whole Chumash Dvarim, that's Kriya Mitor Chaksav. Sefer Shalom is Mitor Chaksav. But the Gemara says that Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, you have to learn from a whole Sefer Torah that has all the Chamishu Chumshit Torah. It's a violation of Kavod HaTzibur, whatever that means. We'll have to talk about that sometime. What's the issue of Kavod HaTzibur over here? So for Kriyas HaTorah purposes, the Gemara says you have to lane from a Chamisha Chumshe Torah. It's not an optical lane mitoch haksav. But if you're going to read the Shema from a printed Siddur, the Pashto says you didn't gain anything. That's also about Peh, unless you have a Sefer Shalom. You have a Sefer Dvarim Shalom, you have a Sefer Bamidbar Shalom, so you're learning from a Sefer Shalom. That's Kriyas mitoch haksav. I was reading in my storybook the other day. Someone bought me this storybook as a birthday present. So, before I call them up to thank them, I got to read a little bit to tell them that I enjoy it. It's a good way to make Bittul Torah. So they have their story. He has stories about the Talmid Chachamim of his generation that he was friendly with. So he has about Rav Shmuel Razovsky. There was a period of time that the three Rosh Yeshiva and Panovich Yeshiva were Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel Razovsky and Rav David Pavarsky. So he has stories about Rav Shach, and this Steinman taught in the high school. That's called the Yeshiva Ktana in Panovich Yeshiva. So they were all mechaber each other. There was a lot of interaction. So he has different stories. He has about Rav Shmuel Razovsky, a wild story, that as long as his wife was alive, Mrs. Razovsky was alive, there were three different Mrs. Razovskys. His first wife was the daughter of Tzvi Pesel Frank, and then they didn't get along, so he divorced her. And then he married a fancy woman from Vienna who wore a fancy shetel, and she was a big cook. And then she died, and then he took sick. And then his first wife remarried him because he was deathly sick, and she apologized for being a witch to him. She didn't treat him nicely the first time they were married. And then she said she wanted to take care of him till he died. And if she wouldn't marry him, it would be an Issa Yichud. So his third wife was the same as the first wife. Okay. Colorful. He was a colorful person. So they don't say, this goes on the second wife, I guess. So when he used to say Kiddush with his second wife, he would always say the Kiddush from a Siddur, because he has Vaychulu, and he wanted to be Moitzi, his wife, with Vaychulu. And after the wife died, then he said Kiddush Baal Peh, because he wasn't being Moitzi anybody with Vaychulu. So this is based on the Taisvis. This is based on the Taisvis in Tmura. Because Taisvis in different Masechtas asks, we say Kriya Shema Baal Peh. We say a lot of things Baal Peh. So what happened to the rule, Dvarim Shebichsav Yatav Hashem Yomer Al Peh? You're not allowed to say Baal Peh. So Taisvis give different answers. So the Vilna Gaon says that the most correct answer is where the answer that Taisvis gives in Tmura, I think it's the beginning of the second parak, that Dvarim Shebichsav Yatav Hashem Yomer Al Peh goes on the Baal Kari. Baal Kari is being Motzi others with Kriyas HaTorah. They say Kriya Shema Baal Peh, that's not a problem. They say on your own Baal Peh is not a problem. But the Baal Kari should lain when it's Mesiris HaTorah L'Acherim, same thing, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, not allowed to have Nitoches, I mean, not allowed to give a shir on Gemara with the text in front of you. We do it because it's Las Lashem. But before they realized that, so it was also to give a shir from a text, to be Moshe HaTorah L'Acherim. But to write private notes, Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah that in every generation when the Talmid Chachamim heard Chidush Dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh, they would keep private notes. That was a Megillah. That was a Megillah storm. Everyone had his own private notes. The public shir wouldn't be Meter Chaksav. Mesiris HaTorah L'Acherim has to be the way it was originally. Torah Shebichsav has to be Meter Chaksav. The Baal Korei who reads the Megillah, the one who reads the Haftorah, the one who reads the Kriyas HaTorah to be Moitze, the Tzibur has to lay Meter Chaksav. But the one who's reciting on his own is not being Moitze Acherim, doesn't have to lay Meter Chaksav. So that's what Rav Shmuel Razovsky said, Kozman, that his wife was alive, he would have to say the Kiddush from the Siddur, the Zvarim Shebichsav, to be Moitze Acherim. And after she passed away, he's saying Kiddush for himself, so he's allowed to say Baal Peh. The whole story is a Pella. You read from a Siddur, that's Baal Peh. That's not called Meter Chaksav. And when you say Kiddush, you're not Moitze the other person with the Vaychulu. Vaychulu is not part of the Kiddush. That's a meaning that you say Vaychulu. You might say that the person with the bracha. The bracha is Torah Shebaal Peh. The comic book is problematic. He quotes the story. That's Reb Shmuel Razovsky told him that. That's a very shver maisa. Very shver maisa. Anyway, this The Goyen, that's what the Vilna Goyen holds. That answer that Tosfos gave, that's the Iker, that Dvarim Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebichsav goes when you Moisa Torah L'Acherim. Same thing about Keri. There was a Takanas Ezra that about Keri is not allowed to learn. So the Gemara says that it's a little bit, the main din is a Lamed Torah L'Acherim, he's not allowed to, but a little bit to learn on his own, he is allowed to, because you learn out from Maimon HaSinai all the dinim about Mesiras Torah L'Acherim. So the Talmidim of the Gros say, based on the Vilna Gaon, if the one who gets Maftar is learning from a Klaf, then you don't need people to say along with him. He can be Motzi others because he's learning Meter Chaksah. But if he's going to say the Haftar from a printed Siddur, printed Chumash, so he's learning Baal Peh, even though it's printed, that's Baal Peh, it's not a Sefer Sholem. So said Lahotzi Achem Dechay Vosam, you have to have Meter Chaksav. So that's Keneged Adin. So then you require everyone in the shul Shehidu Haftorah on his own. If the Baal Maftar is laning, or if the Baal Kor is laning the Haftorah from a Klaf, so everyone should be quiet and listen. He can be Moitzi them. But if he's not laning from a Klaf, he's laning from a printed Chumash, then everybody should lay on their own. That's what they quoted. Talmidei HaGro said, based on what they understood from the Gro. The Gro didn't have it because the Gro insisted they should have a Klaf in the shul for all the Nevi'im. They learned all the Haftaras Mitoch HaKlaf. But if you don't learn Mitoch HaKlaf, that's what Talmidei HaGro said, based on what they understood from the Gro, everyone should say along.
Not in terms of being Yotzei, but in terms of preventing him from being over the Avera?
No, to be Yotzei also, they said. To be Yotzei also. And it's based on a Gro had a Gemara like that. Kikorias HaShma. So it's like Kikorias HaShma, everybody's allowed to say the Shema on their own. So everybody can say the Haftarah on their own. But if one person wants to be Moitzi everybody else, then it has to be Meter Chaksav. And Meter Chaksav means from a Sefer Sholem. So there's a Taz in Yeridah in Hilchus Sefer Torah, where the Taz says, in order to be considered Meter Chaksav by Sefer Torah, you have to have all the Chamishuchim Shetorah written ala klaf, on parchment, in Ksav Ashur, and written in Shema, written properly. And he says there's a Tosfos in Perek called Kisvei, but Tosfos has a Masech HaShabbos in Perek, there are 24 Prokim, so one Perek is called Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Taz in Yeridah says there's one opinion in Tosfos that as long as you have, let's say, a Sefer Yeshaya, it doesn't need parchment and it doesn't need Ksav Ashuris. That's only for a Sefer Torah, you need all those dinim. Everything has to be written with Ksav Ashuris and ala klaf. But here it's good even if it's on paper. So that's based on that Taz. Magen Avraham quotes that Taz in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Hilchas Shabbos, and Reish Pei Beis. So based on that Taz, a lot of people get maftir, they don't have a klaf in the shul, so they'll lay maftir, they'll take a Sefer Yishayah, they'll take a Sefer Trey Osir, and they'll lay naftar from a Sefer Shul. So Rav Soloveitchik used to make fun of that. He said that the Taz was, doesn't apply at all. The Chazon Ish also makes fun. He says, if everything would be written on paper on one side of the page and you continue reading everything paragraph after paragraph, that would be one thing. But the pages are printed on both sides and they're clipped together, or sewn together like this. So you don't keep on reading straight. So he says, that opinion of Tosfos doesn't apply. Because the Tanakh, it's written on both sides of the page and it doesn't keep on going continuously. So they disagree with this Taz. It has no application to our Tanakh.
If it was on the same side of the page, it would be okay. If it was,
at least according to that one opinion of Tosfos, even though it's paper, it's not parchment, and even though it's printed by a non-Jew, halal lishma, probably printed by a non-Jew.
What's the minhag that some people will only say a haftorah from a full Tanakh as opposed to from a haftorah book?
That's why, because the haftorah book only has that haftorah, doesn't have the whole Sefer Yeshaya. But if they'll have from the book is take out a Sefer Yeshaya. So that's a Sefer Shalom, so that they will lay. So that's based on this Taz. And the Chazon Ish and Rav Soloveitchik thought also like that. They thought that Taz was a joke.
So if one had an art school sitter where the other side was the English for every page, would that be good? Meaning the art school Tanakh has the English on one side and the Hebrew on one side for every page. The Hebrew is always on the same side.
It doesn't help either. It has to be on one page, like the Sefer Torah, is one klaf. You go column after column, it's all on the same side of the page. But in the art scroll, are on different pages that are glued together or are clipped together, sewn together. You have a scroll that only has haftaras. That's the Gemara says, Sifra d'Aftarta. They used to have a scroll in the days of the Gemara that only had haftaras. So the Gemara said that that's really Kriya Bal Peh, because you don't have a Sefer Shalom. If you have a whole Sefer Yeshaya, that would be called Mitra Chaksa. Yeah. So they said it's too expensive. They couldn't afford it. So they said, Islas Lashem, the Theretor Asecha. That's what the Gemara applies it. Islas Lashem, the Theretor Asecha. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a normal day, I think. A good idea. Okay. I should wish it was set.
Having a full tenach, it's still not column after column. It's
right, right. Doesn't
it? You don't get anything.
Correct. Doesn't it? I'm wrong.